It is the Cars Shake It Up from All Hits KBS 720. With your weather, by the way, I wish I could tell you it's going to be fantastic, but I can't. It's going to be like showery and 11 degrees today, but hopefully by later on in the weekend, Sunday, Monday, things are looking pretty good. You know, it did look very good over in the UK today.
Yes, it did.
You know what? To find out what it was really like in the UK, I've got a friend of mine named Simon Jordan, and he lives about 40 miles away from Buckingham Palace. He joins us on the phone. Hi, Simon.
Good morning and good afternoon to anyone who's listening in the UK. Yeah, good morning, Wayne and Jane. Hi there.
Hi there. Now, listen, we got Kelly sitting in for Jane. Jane's sick today, if you can imagine.
Oh, right. Okay, Kelly, hello. Sorry, I do apologize.
You know what?
That's all right, Simon.
She's probably sick because she's sitting at home watching the royal wedding.
That's what it is,
in Canada, it's huge. Everybody here is talking about the wedding. Now, what's it really like in the UK?
To be honest, it's fabulous. I live in a very small village, but, you know, the festivities, the atmosphere... The thing about the British people, we're quite subdued, as you probably know. We're not all like me, loud and proud. And this has given us a chance to celebrate. You know, the flags are out, the bunting's out. I mean, we live in a very small village, and just our neck of the village, we're having a street party this afternoon. The bunting's out, the table, you know, the Union Jack flags are out. It's great. It's a great atmosphere. I mean, I'm heavily involved in social media, and the talk around the UK on social media as well, and a lot of people actually watching the wedding, getting quite emotional about it as well. It's a British pride as well. It's something that we can really stand up and go, look at this. This is fabulous. This is our heritage. And it's history in the making. It's marvelous.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 billion people around the planet said to be watching
this
wedding.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't that unreal? I can't think of anything else.
The guy, her brother, when he did his talk, can you imagine if he then goes to be a public speaker? Can you imagine on his CV? So what have you done? Well, I've spoken live in front of 2 billion people. I mean, that's incredible.
So it is something that you guys were looking forward to. Was there like a countdown to the wedding?
I suppose there was a bit, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big reader of the press, purely because a lot of the you know, horrible stories that go around. But this, it was all over the radio shows. It was all over the press. I mean, I bought a copy of the Times today, mm-hmm. purely just something for my kids to look at, you know, years to come. But it is. There's been a massive buzz. I mean, this is something that's really, you know, brought the country up, I think, because, you know, we're supposedly through a depression, you know, with the recession and stuff like that. So this is something that, great, we can all come together and celebrate.
Yeah.
I wonder any chance for a drink, that's what we need. I'm not just talking English tea either.
Well, now that you put it that way, I'm going to celebrate with you this afternoon as soon as the show's
done. Yeah, yes.
We connected on Twitter, by the way.
We did indeed, yeah.
That's very, very cool. That's
you
beautiful.
You told me it was match.com, but that's a big thing.
Simon Jordan, we got to go, but hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Will do. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Cheers. Bye.
It is Simon Jordan.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a good guy over in the UK. Thanks very much for calling, Simon.